Good to be back this evening. Good to see all of you in the audience. We had a wonderful time on this morning. Three precious souls put Christ on in baptism from my VIP class. So we're going to give God the glory. If you're visiting with us tonight, you're not a member of the Church of Christ. You are a very honored guest, and we're thankful to have you in the audience tonight. And we want you to be a member of the Church of Christ. Amen. We want you to be a member of the church. We believe that the Bible itself is right.
Yes.
We believe that according to Jesus, that there will be few that will find that straight and narrow way.
Yes.
And it's our intent, our effort to be scriptural in everything that we do so that we walk the straight and narrow for the most precious thing that we have and possess is our soul. And therefore, we do things according to the scripture. And so we're glad that you're with us, and we pray that you will be, your heart will be pricked tonight, and that you too will render your body to be buried with Christ in baptism. And Lord, then we'll add you to the church as you did on the three this morning, who were washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Again, we want to continue to ask the church to pray for those who have lost loved ones recently, and we no, Brother Ward lost another brother. Just two back to back. That's tough. And so let's pray for him and pray with him and be there for him and encourage him. And Sister McCutcheon as well, recent, lost her husband. And we know that they were real close. And so we want to pray for her and be there for her as well. And then Brother Raw lost his father, and so I want to pray for him and that family as well. The book of James, we started looking at that this morning. As I told you all, we're looking at the man in the mirror, and that means that the Word of God is the mirror, and the Word of God itself is what we must look into. And when you look into the mirror, the Bible says in James 1, verse number 22, be ye doers of the word,
and not hearers only,
deceiving yourself.
Your own selves.
But if any man
be a hearer
of the word,
and not a doer, he is like unto a man
beholding his natural face
in a glass.
That's the mirror. For
he beholdeth himself,
he see himself,
and goeth his way,
but don't do nothing about it,
and straightway forgetteth
what manner of man he was.
But
whoso looking into the perfect law of liberty,
and
the word of God, and you stay with it, and continue therein. If you don't forget what the mirror told you, read.
Not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word.
You do what the mirror is saying do to fix what the mirror is saying need to be fixed.
This man shall be blessed.
Shall be blessed if he can see himself in the mirror. What I talked about on this morning is making sure you have an introspective look at self. It's easy to want to change someone else, but the person in the mirror should be you. God is telling you what you look like to him in the mirror. And we talked about on this morning how when things are going tough in your life, James said, count it all joy when you go through various trials. When you look in the mirror, you got to know without God, you cannot deal with trials with joy. You got to have God in your life in order to deal with these trials with joy. So tonight, we're going to look at the man in the mirror. He said, blessed is this man. Blessed is the man. Tonight that endured temptation, verse 12, that endureth temptation.
But when he is tried.
For when he is tried.
He shall receive the crown of life.
He shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Now, there's two ways to look at trials in the study of James. One trial is, like we're talking about on this morning, the trials that you go through, the tests, the tribulations, the troubles that you go through. And then this is the second one is the temptation to stand against the evil desires to sin. That's a test. And he's saying to us, blesses that man or woman who can pass that test. All of us will face trials of life. There's no one in here that's exempt. All of us will be tempted to sin, and no one is exempt. None of us can get the crown of life unless we endure the temptation. Our blessings come when we survive, when we endure the trial, when we endure and survive the temptation to sin. Blessed is that man. In other words, we are blessed when we never give up and we keep trying. Have you not asked God to forgive you over and over and over again? That means you're fighting. You're struggling in life can be difficult. The struggle of life can be difficult when you don't have God, if you don't follow the word of God. We will be faced with the temptation to sin, but you can only win if you keep fighting. In other words, you got to endure. Blessed is the man that what? Endured temptation. So what are we really fighting for here? A crown of life. A crown of life that the Lord has promised to who? To those that endure temptation. Blessed is that man. Then James said, let no man say,
when he is tempted,
when you tempted,
I am tempted of
that
God.
God did the tempting.
For God
cannot be tempted. He said, don't let no man put that charge to God. That God, you tempted me. For God cannot
be tempted
with evil. Neither will he tempt any man. So who's doing the tempting? In Matthew chapter 4 and verses number 1, the Bible says there in Matthew 4 and verse number 1.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit
into the wilderness
to be tempted.
Notice what he was led up into the wilderness to be tempted.
Of the devil.
Who?
Of the devil.
So the tempter is the devil. And when he had fasted
40 days
and
40 nights, he was afterward
and
hungry.
And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God,
command that these stones be made bread.
So we can see, even with Jesus, the tempter approached him, and the tempter will approach us. The tempter is Satan. Here's a powerful point. God allows Satan to tempt us. But you all remember Job. Satan approached God, and God asked him what he was doing. He said, I'm down on the earth going to and fro. And God said, well, have you considered my servant Job? But the devil said, nah, you got a hedge around him. In other words, I can't get to him. So the devil was given permission by God. So one thing you want to know is, am I sealed from Satan? So Ephesians 1:13. What is the seal? What is the hedge that we must have in order for Satan to have to ask permission? The Bible says,
in whom ye also trusted.
You also chose.
After that, you heard the word of truth.
You heard the word of truth.
The gospel of your salvation.
One got to hear truth. They got to hear gospel that would save them. That's the death, burial, and resurrection. They got to obey that gospel. And when they obey it, they're baptized under the death, burial, and resurrection and baptism. What do we receive?
After
the Holy
that,
Spirit.
You were sealed with
Now there's a seal. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit.
A promise.
A promise. So those who are children of God, we have a seal. And God will allow Satan to tempt us. But God said something. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. God gave us something that will guarantee if we follow him that Satan can't win. And he said this, wherefore
let him that
thinketh. First of all, don't go into this fight with Satan standing.
Take heed.
You think you got it. You got this thing locked down. You stand it. He said, let him that think he stand it what?
Take heed, lest he fall.
You got to be aware that I can be tempted at any time and fall. However, there has
no temptation
taking you,
but such as is common to man.
To man. But watch this. God
is faithful.
Notice what he says.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted. Above that you are able.
Above what?
Above that you are able.
Above what?
Above that you are able.
So God is saying, when he loosed him on Job, he knew Job was able. Hmm. When he loosed him on us, God said, if you will not be tempted above what you are able to handle. Hmm. Thank you, God. But will with the temptation, he said, when I let the tempter tempt you, remember this, you got to be watching because I'm going to make a way
to escape
for you to get away. See, he can't win if we're looking in the mirror because the mirror is the word of God. It's the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. They're not sealed. In whom the God of this world, that's Satan, the tempter, have blinded the minds of them, lest the light shall shine. So as long as I walk in the light, as he is in the light, I got fellowship one with another. As long as I'm in fellowship with God, I'm okay with God. I'm at peace with God. I get comfort from God. And I know God going to loose the tempter, but there's going to be an escape route because I'm okay with
it. Amen.
But the blessing is he can't get to Brother Brooks until God say so.
Amen.
That's good stuff there. I want him to have to ask permission. Say, have you considered my servant Brooks? No, I can't get to him. Praise the mighty. Can't get to him. He said, yeah, but you can get him. But guess what? He gonna always have a way to get away. That's good preaching, Tim. All we got to church, y'all, look here. when we get this right, when we okay with God, all we do is look for the escape route. You say, well, brother, what? Well, here's what he said. The mirror says it's common. In other words, every man, woman, boy, girl, there's a common temptation. It's common to all of us. You know, he said, all have what? Sin, fallen of the glory. Yeah, all of us. So it's common that man is tempted by Satan. But here's the warning. Be careful not to think that you can stand the test of Satan without God. The Hebrew writer says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand, take heed lest he fall. God will not allow Satan to tempt us above what we're able to bear. So don't say you can't. Don't say there's no way. Don't say this sin is more than I can bear. It's bigger than me. What? Because God is saying, if I'm in your life, I will give you a way to move. I'm glad God is faithful. He said, God, the Bible says, God is faithful that he will not suffer you or me to be tempted above that which he is able, what we are able to tell him. But with that temptation, I'm going to give you something. I'm faithful. And when the temptation comes, I'm faithful. I'm going to give you an exit strategy.
Amen.
I'm going to give you an exit route. Hey, now, what's the exit strategy, God? Follow the light. See, and you know, when they say, when you're on the airline stewardess, they say if the captain, if something happened, and then they get the lights down the hallway and the exit doors, and because they say, follow the light. And so when you start looking at trying to get to heaven, you got to follow the light.
Amen.
It might be just one path. But God said, there will be a lighted up path to exit. Hmm. The plane will never crash and you can't get off. Hmm. What do you do when you're tempted to sin? Start looking. But perhaps you say, Brother Brooks, well, you know, there's this thing in my life. It's a sin and it's just me and God. It's your secret sin. And to you, it's like, man, it's bigger than me. There is a sin unto death. And then there's a sin not unto death. The sin unto death is the sin you never repent of. Not that you couldn't, is that you didn't. Not that it wasn't an exit, like, because it was. And if you die in that sin, that's a sin unto death. The sin not unto death is the one that you can repent of.
Amen.
What's the message? If you see sin bigger than you, then you don't see God yet. You need to look in the mirror. God is bigger than that. God is saying, James said, blessed is the man that endure, and the man or woman that's going to endure, they're blessed because they're fighters. They don't give up. They don't lose sight. They look for the exit. And they look for the light. Because their goal is to get my crown. So James said, you know what? Blessed is the man. Oh, this is good.
Amen.
So I say, Brother Brooks, I'm fighting. It just seemed like it's over and over and over. It's the same old issue. It's the same old sin that you just can't seem to say no to. I don't understand why I keep doing it over and over and over. And when I'm trying to do good, evil is all the way around. When I know I shouldn't do what I do, I sure know I don't do what I do because I know I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing. But James said, hold on. The blessed man is not the one who don't get temptations. The blessed man, the blessed woman, is the one who endured. Paul said, look here, when I looked in the mirror and I looked at sin, I looked at this life, he said, oh, wretched man that I am. See, some of us too holy. What I mean by that is we overly righteous. See, we don't see no wretchedness in us. We good. We God. I'm okay with God. You know, we're religiously pious. You're pious and stuck up in your religion. But when you see yourself as a wretch, then no matter what's around me, no matter what sin I'm dealing with, I, like Paul, can say, oh, wretched man that I am. I see myself in the mirror. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Who going to deliver me from this body of death? Who is it that will deliver me when I endure? My deliverance is God. I know he ain't going to put me in a situation he can't get me out of. But God said, I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to give you a route. And when you choose it, blessed is the man. Blessed is that man.
Amen.
Choice. You choose it. Satan presents it. Satan tempt you. Satan will draw you away. And the problem is not Satan. The problem is you. The problem is me. The problem is James, that every man, when he is attempted, he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Notice that the problem is my lust. The problem is what's enticing me. And that enticing me, you know, Brother Children like this, and Brother Greg, they like fishing. And if you want to catch fish, you got to put some bait on it. You put some bait on the hook. Amen. I mean, y'all know how to fish.
Amen.
Yeah. When you're fishing for perch, you put a worm on. You're fishing for speckled trout, and you put live bait on. You want to get down there with them drums, you put some dead bait on it, all right? Dead trim. Amen. But Satan, like that word enticed, is a fishing term meaning to capture or catch with a bait. So what is God saying? When God loose him, he ain't gonna just give you anything. He gonna throw the bait that you like. He know what to put on the hook. See, for a person who don't drink, he ain't gonna put no beer in front of you. See, for the person who don't have no interest in getting high off of weed, he ain't going to stick nobody in your car with you and light up a blunt. Huh? That's what they still call them blunts. What they call it? Joints? Oh, yeah. Help me out, Kai. What they call it? Huh? See. You ain't going to help me? Okay. What they call it? But see, the Bible said, when Satan throws something at Brooks, it's going to be what I lust for. So you can't look in the mirror and say, what is he going to throw at the other person? You got to look in the mirror and say, what bait will he use on me? For some is alcohol, for some is sex, some is drugs, some is partying, some is money. For the teens, it could be rap songs and sex and peer pressure. Could be Yo Gotti. What's the other one name? There are a few other ones. Young Jesus still alive? Or he did. Huh? Give me another one. What y'all listening to? Come on, DJ. Aren't you? Which one? Future, what he saying? What's the name of the song? Future. See, now some old folk, they think you're talking about in the future. That's a rap song. That's a future that's rap song. Some of the kids know about future. Yeah. But he going, see, he, and he, what he going to do? He going to throw that bait right through that iPhone earphone. See, you don't know that the temple done had access to your child, and you buy them an iPod and you put your Gotti on it. And next thing you know, he in your back seat getting tempted because his lust is to hear the rap music. Young adults, the bait is party life, sex, money, fast lane, cars, careers, shacking, living a good, happy, party life. Middle age of Dutch. You done had a couple children. You left the Lord when you left school, when you left high school from under mama's authority. Then you went to college. You left God all out your life. And then you got pregnant when you was 25, and he grew up to be 5 years old. And then at 30, you start coming back to church. God, you... Because what happened, your lust was, I wanted to live another life. And guess what Satan did? Gave it to you. Extramarital affairs, middle-aged adults. Still got it going on. Shacking, drugs, alcohol. Doing what you want to do. You made your career, you got your college degree, you got your job, and you got your money, and you're riding in your BMW, and you got plenty of money. Ain't nobody need to tell you nothing right about now, because you're in your midlife crisis. I'm going to go buy me a Corvette and let the window down and turn the sunroof back and do everything. Ride, and then I'm going to go and just hang out with other folk, because I'm having a midlife crisis. You think Satan don't know what bait to throw? Senior people, they got up in the years, 60, 70, 80 years old. They ain't really interested. They passed the midlife crisis, you know. I done my thing out there and I sold my wild oats, and that's not my issue no more. I ain't really trying to go to no club. That's all that stuff. But I'm going to get on the phone and talk a whole lot about them folk at the church. Yeah. See, I ain't got nothing else to do, but I got a phone. And I know Sister So-and-so, she'll listen because she like to talk about them too. And we friends. And we friends, that's my friend. Yeah. And then in my old age, I can mislead some folk. Whispering. See, sex ain't no issue for me. I don't have no drive. They got medications, but ain't interested. But what I can do is pull a little group aside and cause some problems in the church. That's what I can do. See, because I can do that still. Oh, I'm just stuck in my ways. It don't matter what you say. I'm going to be this way. And I don't plan on changing. And you know what? That's your own lust. And Satan said, because he ain't got about 2 or 3 more, 10 years maybe, 60, 70. If I can keep him hooked, God said, if by reason fourscore, If I can keep him hooked, I got him. See, to the seniors, he don't want you all repenting. He wants you to think that's for the young folk. Because he got you hooked. And he know God gonna go back on his promises. And he know this. God said, if you die in your sins where I am, you can't come. And I cannot lie. And I promise I don't go back on my own promise, because there's no one greater than me to swear to. So God ain't gonna say, I swear I ain't going back. That's for those of us who don't, people don't trust you. You got to give them something to trust you. Well, I put my hand on the Bible. Trust me. Brother Brooks, what do you, from the children to the senior citizen, all of us have a lustful desire within us, and God is saying to us through this word, he said the problem is not Satan, the problem that he gonna use to entice you with your own lust. Then verse 15 says, when lust has conceived, watch this, it's like a pregnancy. You'll see this in my book. It's like a pregnancy. It says, lust has conceived. Why she bring forth some birth? She bring forth
sin.
Sin. Watch this.
And sin.
And watch what sin does. It's like the dirty needle. If I can stick him with HIV, it will plant him. And when it's conceived, it bringeth forth death. If I can plant seed of sin and they go through with it, it brings forth the sin. And the sin, when it is finished,
bring it forth death.
Spiritual death. Sin brings forth spiritual death immediately upon conception. It separates you from God. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. The Lord's hand not shortened that it cannot save, your heaven that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between, that's death, between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. But God is saying, blessed is the man to endure. So, brother, but what he said, when I sin, I got to get right with God, because the light tells me how to get back right. Mm-hmm. But since I have sin, I confess my sin, I repent of my sin, I ask God to. I don't have to live in it. James said, man, the man who's blessed is the one who endured that thing. And no blessing comes to a man or woman who give up the fight. I can't do it. Throw the towel in. And it was just me going up there every Sunday night. I got the same old issue. No. See what you got to do. That you got to stick this thing out so that you can get it right. And the only way we can get it right is to come get more of this in us. And the more this get in us, the more we can deal with that sin. And the more we can take them escape route. But then James said, do not err, my beloved brethren. Don't make the mistake of blaming God for your temptation. You got to look in the mirror and see, the problem is you. Don't err. Because one thing about James said, every good and perfect gift is from
above.
Coming down from, what did he say? Notice where we come from. The
coming
Father.
Down from the Father of lights.
Lights. Remember the escape route guy, what? Lights. Who's the Father of light? God. Is there ever going to be a time when there is not light? There will always be light. And so with whom? There's no variable. Now, God is not going to change for us. He's not variable. Not like stock markets. He's not going to change. God is like, he's the same today and tomorrow and forevermore. God is going to be the same. God do not tempt us. He don't change. God light shine in our life. And God don't cast shadows. Notice what he said. Neither shadow
of turning.
Of turning. God don't turn you into a shadow where you can't see. That's not his doing. If I turn my back on God, that was my choice. But God stands come unto me. Jesus said, come to me, come to me. Come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, you shall find light, rest unto your soul. John said, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus keeps on cleansing us over and over and over again. That's why it's so important to be in baptism. You get washed in the blood, and then you're in the blood-bought church, and then you drink the blood every Sunday, because I'm in the light, and the blood is cleansing up what I can't fix on my own. So what is the light? Well, the word of God. But as long as we follow the word of God, we can get right when we mess up. This is good, isn't it?
Amen.
Man, notice this. The only way to endure temptation, the only way we're going to receive our crown is to follow the light and stay in the light. James says, of his own will
begat he us with the word of truth.
The word of truth. How did God get us? With the word of truth. Why?
That we should be
a kind of first fruits. Should be a kind of first fruits
of
his creatures. We are first fruit. He begot us, bought us by his word. And, you know, when John wrote, he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. In verse 14, he said, the word became flesh and dwelt among men. How did he begot us? With Jesus. The word of truth. Now, that's why when John seen him coming, he said, behold, the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. It was grace and truth on the cross. Y'all know who hung on the cross? Grace and truth. The light of the world. When we are children of God, I'm glad I'm a child of God. Notice what, listen to what it takes for you to endure temptation, verse 19, as we close. He said, now, so James come back, and he said, now, wherefore, my beloved brother, and he's talking to Christians. And he said, let every man be swift to hear. Now I'm starting to try, how do I deal with this thing, brother? Well, first thing he says is be swift to what?
Hear.
Some folk talk too much. When you start looking at trying to deal with temptations and the sins you're dealing with in your life, you got to start listening. What are you listening to? You got to listen to the word of God. Be swift to hear. Then say, slow to what?
Speak.
Slow to speak. In other words, we said, you know, stop talking so much and don't listen more. Slow of wrath. Wrath is, when you're in the stage of wrath, you know, you said, be angry and sin not, which means I can be angry. But don't let your anger lead to wrath. Wrath of, I'm in a revengeful mode. I'm past anger. I want to get you for what you did. But when we got the mirror reflected to us, that's, I'm angry, I got vengeance in my heart, I have ill motives. Notice what he says. Slow down on that wrath stuff. For the wrath of man
worketh not the righteousness of God.
Now see, somebody, even in folk families, you have family members trying to get other family members back. A child trying to get her daddy back for what he did to her when she was young. Ex-wives trying to get the ex-husband back for what he did. See, folk, when you get to the point where you at wrath, you in a vengeance, for God said, look here, hold on. Let me help you understand vengeance. Vengeance belongs to me. I will repay, said the Lord. I deal with that, not you. So James said, wait a minute, hold on. The wrath of man working not the righteousness of God. And some people get angry and even mad at the truth of God's word. When the mirror point out you dead in your sins, you upset. I don't tell me I got to be baptized. That's the mirror, man. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What's wrong with someone when they start fighting the word of God? You upset at truth. You can't see yourself. Don't get upset at truth to the point it's wrath. Truth will set you free. Wherefore, he says, lay apart filthiness.
Filthiness and superfluity.
Filthiness of sin. That's where God sees sin as dirty. Filthiness of sin. Filthiness, superfluid, overabundance, overflowing, a superabundance of naughty behavior. And receive then, you say, here's how you do. You receive with meekness.
Then grab
the word. Notice that. Planted word. The planted word. That's why David said, you know what? I add God's word to my heart that I might not sin. So what you're doing, you got to implant the word of God in your mind. You do that in sessions like this. When you're being taught the word of God, you taking it and adding it to your life, and you receive it with a type of spirit that God is pleased with meekness. Why? It's able
to save your soul.
Your soul. You know, some folk don't want you to tell them nothing when it comes to their spirit. They want to just do it their way. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, because you can't do it your way. You got to do it God's way, like many did, three did this morning. They heard the gospel. They believed it with all their heart. They repented of their sin. They confessed Jesus to be the Son of God. They were baptized in water for remission of sin. And I told them, the Lord adds you to the only church you can read about in the Bible, and that's the church of Christ. Now, some folk don't want to hear that. Some folk don't want their families to hear that. But it don't matter whether you want to hear it or not. It's the truth.
Amen.
It's the truth. So when a person hears truth, they have to receive truth with meekness, for it's able to save their soul. Once I implant it in my mind, I accept the word of God to be true. I question not God. Do not err, my brother. Don't err. He said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Not only do, he's saying, now what you do, the way you handle this temptation, is you got to do what the word tell you to do, and don't just hear it. Some people just hear the word, but they don't do what it say do. But if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man. It's like you looked in the mirror. Behold your face. You see your natural face
in a glass.
Like, you know, women, they show enough getting in the mirror. They start putting their makeup on and make sure they cover up all them blotches. And look in the mirror. Oh, it's gone. Now it's covered up. Let's uncover it. Take the makeup off. Yeah. I ain't so pretty. That's what God's word does. See, you don't have to put no makeup on. That's what some people do. They put makeup on and cover up. And when they read the word of God, they can't see nothing but good. But when you take the makeup off, you start seeing the real you. The real you is the man that God is exposing in the mirror. Because the word of God will tell you just what you look like to God. And when God speaks, it behooves us to listen. For he behold himself.
And goeth his way.
And straightway forgetteth what manner of man.
See,
if you don't keep looking in this, like this is for the backslider. You started out good, and you were listening to the word of God, and you were following the word of God. Then you stopped looking at it, and you forgot what God's word said you looked like. And so you just go back and look like you used to look. Now you're partying again. Now you're drinking again. Now you're missing worship again. Now you don't come to church every other Sunday. You look just like you used to look, because you forgot what you look like. See, he said, he go about his way, and know what he said? He forget it. He forget it. What manner of man it was? Because the word of God is never that you get to the point where I don't need to be exposing myself. I don't get so strong in the Lord that I'm so strong and I'm so righteous that I don't need the mirror no more. Because God said, you're going to forget. And then he says what?
But whoso looketh?
But if you look.
Into the perfect law of liberty.
Which is the word of God.
And continueth therein.
And you do what it say to do.
He being not a forgetful
hearer. Don't forget what it said do.
But a doer of the work.
And do what it said do.
This man shall be blessed.
Watch this man.
In his deed.
This man is blessed. Yes, sir. This man is blessed. Looking at the man in the mirror. The blessed man is this man who do what the mirror says do.
Amen.
That good?
Amen.
If any man seem to be religious and bridling out his tongue,
but deceiveth his own heart.
This man religion is a man. Remember he says be swift to what? Slow to. When you talk too much, you ain't listening. So if any man, you know, he seem to be religious, but he can't stop talking, bridle his tongue. He did deceive his own self because he talks so much he can't hear what God's saying. Is man religion is in vain, pre-religion undefiled before God is this.
And the father is this, to visit the fatherless.
To do such as visiting the father and fatherless and widows.
In their affliction.
When they're afflicted is an example of pre-religion. And to keep himself.
Unspotted from the world.
How you do that? Since we follow the light. The only way you can keep yourself unspotted from the world is the first thing you got to know is this, that God loved you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he sent that son and he lived to be an adult. And the last 24 hours of his life, he was treated as a criminal. He was a good man. A kind man. A man who had never wronged anyone. That had a heart to look at the enemies and ask God to forgive him. Or had a heart that would allow Judas, knowing he would betray him, he still took the kiss. He had a heart that he loved folk, irregardless of what they had done to them, to him. He could love the worst of people. What a man he was. And him was the way, he was the one that they spit upon and mocked and beat and put a crown of thorns on his head. And he was the one that carried a cross up the hill of Calvary. It was him. It was him that took the nails in his hands and in his feet for us that we can be unspotted. And on that cross for 6 hours he hung so we could make this race and we could win and we could get our crown of life and we could be able to find that way of escape because he said himself he laid out his life for his friends. And the Bible says a friend loving at all times. Ladies and gentlemen, we can never not be friends in the Lord's church. A friend loveth at all times. That's what Jesus did. In the worst of enemies, he loved them. He loved him. On the cross for 6 hours, he stayed there in pain and agony and humiliation. They talked about him. They mocked him while he was hanging on the cross with a crown of thorns on his head, with a robe on him, and with the beat up with the stripes came blood. When he died on the cross, the soldier pierced him in the side, John 19:34, and out came blood. What's that blood for? The unspotters. In Revelation 1:5, it says that blood will wash away our sins. And then Jesus, when they took him down, he buried him in a tomb. And early Sunday morning, he rose with power and he gave the great commission. Go into all the world and preach this gospel. Tell them I died for them. Tell them I was buried and rose again. Tell them I suffered in Jerusalem for them. If they believe in baptism. Why baptize them? Because what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. When do I contact the blood of Jesus? Jesus had preached the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Saved from what? Dying in your sins. Amen. when I'm born of the water. Then the Lord added me to the blood-bought church, the wife of Christ, the bride of Christ. And in there, I drink the blood every Sunday. Why do I drink this in communion with him? To do and remember this communion, it's a purpose. He said, Jesus, except you drink of the flesh, eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. How do I stay unspotted from the world? Stay in the blood by church. Be washed in the blood. Stay in the blood by church. Drink the blood. Walk in the blood. Be a blood walker. I walk in the light as he's in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus keeps on cleansing us over and over and over again. And that's how I stay unblinded, because I stay in the light, I stay in a relationship. And when he said, if you sin, just confess your sin, and I'm just to forgive you. That's how you stay unspotted. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man that looks in the mirror and says, I will endure temptation. By God, all things are possible. My God is able. You're here tonight, you're not a child of God. You ought to come down tonight, get washed in the blood of the night, and look at yourself, knowing you need a new beginning. Hear God's word, believe it. The gospel with all of your heart, Acts 15:7. Repent of your sin, Luke 13:3-5. Confess Jesus to be the Son of God, Acts 8:37. Then be baptized as commanded by the Lord, Mark 16:15-16, Matthew 28:18, 1 Peter 3:21, Acts 2:36-38, Romans 6:3, Galatians 3:26, 1 Corinthians. It's all in the Bible. So much water baptism in the Bible. You got to be crazy. Amen. Not to believe it. Amen. Somebody ought to come tonight, you know. Then at the end of the whole thing, when I look at it, I just say, Lord, I'm just glad. I'm thanking you that there's a way for me to stay unspotted. I don't know about y'all. I want to be labeled as that man who's blessed. Blessed is the man, Tim, that look in the mirror and endure the temptation that's drawn of his own lust. And he don't take the bait when Satan throw the hook. You're here tonight and you want to be a Christian. I just told you what to do. I want you to come to the front. We're going to baptize you tonight. You get your sins washed away, and the Lord will add you to the church. And if you're a member of the church and you've been struggling with this thing, just remember the mirror, take the makeup off, and start working on what you see. Don't cover it up no more. When the mirror exposes you, start working on it. Here's what God say: I'll give you something to clean you up. And one day, he says, who are these in heaven? He said, these are they who came out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Did he say, I'm coming back to get my bride, and she will be without spot or blemish? Why? He cleaned her up. I've been to Jesus for the cleansing power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in him this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Looking at the man in the mirror, the blessed man is the man I want to be. How about you? You got a song of encouragement? What is it? He said, Lord, I want to be a Christian. How many of y'all want to be a Christian? Lord, I want to be. Man, stand up here and sing that song. Somebody need prayer. We want you to come. Somebody want to be baptized. We want you to come. Somebody need to confess. You come to the front. Whatever you need, come to the front and obtain your spiritual well-being. As together we stand and sing a song of encouragement. Lord, I want to be a Christian.
In my heart, in my heart,
Lord, I want to be a Christian.
I want to be a Christian. In my
anybody here want to be a Christian?
Heart,
in my
heart.
Oh, in my heart. Look at the man in the mirror who need to come back to God, who need to make a confession, who need to say, Lord, I'm taking the makeup off. I see. I need to make a confession. I need to be closer to you. In my heart, I want to be a Christian.
Lord, I want to be like Jesus. Jesus.
Anybody want to be like Jesus tonight?
In my heart. In my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart.